Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Today, we are talking to Jessie Millay. She is somebody that I followed on Instagram for a while. She has such a beautiful family, 3 girls, all very close in age. So I'm really excited to talk to her about her 3 different pregnancies, how different her children are, her postpartum experience, and also her whole dynamic with her husband and how they do so much together. And how communication is key. So we're going to jump right in. So we were talking about the ages of your girls. You have 3 girls. I have 2 girls. I'm having another baby that I don't know if it's a boy or girl. So
that's so exciting. Oh my gosh. Thanks. How soon can we expect this surprise baby?
Soon. But everybody's like trying to guess. And now as we get closer, I'm like, I could have 3 girls, which I come from a big family, but it's my sister. It's me, my sister, and then my 2 brothers.
Yeah.
And 3 girls seems amazing. And also like the teenage years would be very chaotic. But how is it? How is it having 3 girls?
I mean, 3 girls at this age is literally my dream come true. They are my 3 little besties, truly. They love to do all the things I love, like spa time. We have like these elaborate spa time sessions together, you know, baths, hair. They love fashion. Like it's a dream come true for me right now.
Yeah.
I can't speak on how it'll be in their teen years. I am a little bit worried, and I'm a little bit worried for my husband, but as of right now, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, our girls, especially the 2 older, the 3-year-old and the 6-year-old, they are bestie friends. Like they could not be closer. They have chosen to share a room. They never want to be apart. Like when they are done with school every day, they run to each other as if they haven't seen each other for a year. Like it's the cutest experience I've ever witnessed in my life. I grew up somewhat an only child. I have a much older half brother and half sister, but they weren't in the house when I was growing up. So for me to experience this sibling bond firsthand now through my kids is like just, it's heaven. It's so sweet. It's magical.
What's that like for you having had that experience of being an only child? I always wonder that with people who grew up not really having to necessarily like do the sharing part or being a part of like other kids running around. I'm the oldest of 4. So I feel like, you know, having the chaos around like at this point is familiar to me, but for you, is it completely different or does it feel comfortable or not?
It's truly what I always wanted. I was very close with my parents. Thankfully, my parents are wonderful but I just always kind of felt like a small grown-up. Like I don't feel like I even knew how to play necessarily because I was just always tagging along with my parents and doing whatever they were doing. And I really missed out on that as a child. And I felt like, I felt lonely a lot as a child, you know? So
yeah,
I had always wanted this. Yeah, no, I always wanted someone, a big family. I always wanted 3 kids. I always wanted them to have forever friendships in each other. And I think that's why I'm so obsessed with documenting it because I'm like experiencing my dream through them.
That's so amazing. It's such an interesting thing to think about, you know, like, especially as I've gotten older, my siblings are like my built-in best friends. And there's, you know, you make amazing friendships as you go through life in other people. People are really close to their cousins or to, you know, best friends that they've had forever. But when you have this, you know, these people or even like one person that's really grown up with you and has such shared experiences, it's such a gift. So I love being able to watch my kids together. And then also, I don't know if you have this with your three girls, I'm sure you do, but like watching them step into their own personalities and how different they are is wild.
Oh my gosh, it is wild. And I don't know if you've also had this same experience, but who I thought they were going to be as like a one-year-old, two-year-old, and who they've actually become as a three-year-old and six-year-old is completely different than what I anticipated.
Do you see differences? Like, are they very different, all three of them?
Yeah. So the oldest one is really introspective. She's very artsy. She says she wants to be an artist. She spends all her free time, you know, drawing and painting and writing. She writes short stories now.
Oh my God.
The middle one is, she really has embodied this princess ballerina persona.
I love
that. So she's like a completely different thing. She likes to be in front of the camera. She wants to be on stage. She just started ballet class and can't wait for recital. You know, she's like very performative, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And then the baby, who knows? You know, she's a year old, but she's super sassy. She definitely has my husband's like Dominican, Cuban, Puerto Rican side. She's not fully talking yet, but she goes around the house like talking with her hands and just really spicy already. It's going to be interesting.
I have three girl cousins that are like three of a group of five and their mom is Cuban. And when we were younger, they're younger than me and we were growing up, their level of like sass, it was just like the most incredible thing to watch. And they also are from Miami. And it was just like the cutest thing to watch them as like little kids have this like level of sass that I feel like I never see in Los Angeles. It was just, I loved watching it. It was amazing.
It's fun to be around, right?
It's a different kind of energy that
it is.
I love it.
My first two were born in California and my first daughter is such a California girl, like personality wise, very laid back, artsy. Yes. The second one is kind of a mix of the two. And then the third one that was born here in Miami, she's already just like, embodying this spice.
The Miami spice. Level of like, I love that. It's so cute.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the?
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
So they're close in age. That's like close pregnancies. I feel like each of my pregnancies have been different. There have been similarities. I feel like the biggest difference for me personally is just the fact that you have other kids to be mindful of and like running around and focusing on. Were your pregnancies similar? Were they super different? How were they postpartum and also just being pregnant?
My three pregnancies were somewhat similar. I was very lucky in that I wasn't sick through the second and third trimester, which I was very surprised about because both my mom and my sister had terrible pregnancies. They were the type that were vomiting all the way through to the end every single day. Can you imagine? I just don't know if I would have a second child if that was my experience. I commend them. So I was really lucky through my pregnancies. Each of my births was very different. I think the first time looking back, I felt like I was still such a child almost, like just so naive. I didn't really know what I wanted. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how to fully like advocate for myself in the hospital, you know? And so I felt like the second time around, even though it was in the middle of COVID, was much more peaceful. I decided to be brave though, and I thought I didn't want an epidural.
How'd that go?
Once I was 7 centimeters dilated and fully feeling the force of those contractions with like no breaks in between, never again. So the third time around, I was like, you give me that epidural the second I'm in there, the second you can. And the third time around was like the beautiful, blissful, Instagrammable birth experience that I had always dreamed of. But it took the third time.
How did you do that? That's like what I'm nervous about, because my deliveries were both very different. I mean, my first daughter was like in the thick of COVID. It was a different experience. Although now that we're kind of more out of COVID days, I feel like there were pros and cons to delivering in COVID. Like you didn't have to think about people wanting to come and visit or certain illnesses going around. Yeah. So like those things were kind of just taken care of for you. But I had my first delivery, my epidural didn't work. It was like, I had it on one side only. And then they gave it to me again. And then it just like was too much. So I shut the whole thing off. And then by the time she was like coming, I was like, you know, I feel everything. And then the second time I felt like, okay, I can go in and do what they call a walking epidural. So it's like a half dose of it. And then the same thing, like I had a only on like my left side. And then I was like, I don't like the way this is feeling. So just turn it off. And then by the time she was coming, I was like,
oh man,
give me something. And they were like, she's coming out right now. You cannot have anything. So I'm like going into my third one. I love hearing that your third one was so beautiful and pleasant, but I'm like, how do I do that?
How to achieve that?
Yeah.
I wish I had better advice. I don't know. I haven't had that experience with the epidurals not working. I don't know what to say about that. I mean.
But you gave birth your third time in a totally different state and different hospital.
I did, which I was terrified about, but.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, that comes with its own level of like anxiety and stress. So you're in a new place. It's a new, you know, new doctor, I assume. So like how did. What was that like for you?
Oh my gosh. It was really scary. I got very lucky with the hospital and the nurse staff just being incredible and so hands-on. And I was given very different information about the epidural than I was the first two times around. In the hospital in LA that I delivered in, they told me, they suggested that I wait until kind of like the last minute to take the epidural. Yeah. And here they suggested, I mean, I think I was only 2 centimeters dilated. And they were like, yeah, we can give you the epidural now. And I was like, what do you mean? But it won't work by the end. By the time I need it, it's not going to work. And you know, are you sure about this? Like I've been told completely the opposite. I was also told that if you do the epidural too soon, your body won't like naturally open up and deliver as it would. And I don't know. I don't know what's right or wrong. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but they were like, no, that's not true. They were like, actually the opposite. Sometimes the epidural, doing it early, can actually relax you further so that your body can just open up and deliver smoothly. That was the experience I had. Clearly, that's not for everyone. But I was in the least amount of pain this third time around. And it was quick. I think my body also by the third time around just really knew what to do. And then I was also very good about being open with everyone around, doctors, nurses, family, of what I wanted and what made me comfortable. I didn't want any family around besides my husband. I didn't want any learning staff coming into the room. The first time around, I felt like a guinea pig. I had agreed. It was a learning facility and I had agreed to allow residents in the room. And I would be like in the thick of a terrible, horrible contraction, begging for the epidural. And they would parade in like 20 residents to just stare at my like open vagina in the middle of the worst contraction of my life. Like these things are traumatic, you know? So I very much
terrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible. So I, you know, the second and especially the third time around, I was very, very specific about what I was comfortable with, what I wanted, didn't want. And I think that's just so important.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the?
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Where does that come from, the ability to kind of advocate for yourself? Because we talk a lot about that on this podcast, is just like the importance of, you know, whether you're having a baby or looking into your fertility or postpartum or just, you know, knowing your body in general, the importance of being able to stand up for yourself, speak up, advocate for yourself, and especially in a time when you're so vulnerable mm-hmm. to, you know, be delivering your baby. It's also, you know, while you may have done it 3 times, when you get to the hospital, there's a lot of people coming in with different thoughts and opinions and going in with this mentality of like, I'm going to advocate for myself. I know what I'm doing. You know, it's a thing that's for most is easier said than done. So how did you get to be able to be so vocal?
I think in becoming a mother, it's helped with that, because I feel that anytime I do advocate for myself, it's not only for myself, it's literally for my children. Like, I am their lifeline. And mm-hmm. that alone gives me enough courage.
I love that. I think it's such an important thing. And especially when there's so much going on, like in the delivery room, to be able to do that and also have your husband or your partner on the same page as you. Were you and your husband like aligned with everything?
Yeah. Fortunately, we have always been really lucky in that sense. We met working together. So we were actually, we were colleagues first before we were partners. And that's helped us so much through our relationship, because we kind of established this like level of professionalism in how we handle every scenario. And we are always able to like refer back to that. And I think because we share businesses together, we work together on a daily basis, day in and day out, we have all these big projects that we do together, we know how to really communicate with each other in a peaceful way and make sure that we're always able to accommodate each other's desires.
I want to know more about that, because like whether it's delivering a baby, planning a wedding, running a business, decorating a home, doing projects together, there's a lot of instances in what I just listed where things can go wrong and you can get in arguments, and being in business oftentimes with someone that you're also married to or parenting with can get messy and complicated. But it seems like you guys have good boundaries or good methods of communicating that have been able to keep you guys in a good place. So where does that come from?
We know each other so intimately. We know each other's tics. We know what will piss each other off. And we avoid those things first and foremost. You know, as basic as it is, something that really helps us is our physical connection. I mean, we really, if we're in the heat of the moment and we're really like heated about something, just even like a touch, like a hey, like a hug, like just like a reminder of like, hey, you know, we're on the same team. I'm your other half. I'm your person. We want the best for each other. Like something as simple as like, you know, a hug. I know that sounds so basic, but it'll just immediately break down that wall for us. And immediately just like release that tension.
Have you always had the ability to do that in relationships, or is that something that's come as like a learned behavior for you?
Absolutely a learned behavior. Absolutely. And only with my husband, because no, in past relationships, no, I don't even know where to begin with that. But I can be stubborn. I've dated many stubborn people, and I would have rather fought to the death before. And I think with my husband and just loving him so much, so deeply, truly just wanting the best for him and for us, and accepting that there is no other option than our future together and our family future together. Like, we just, we don't even have terrible fights because we've just set that precedent.
Is there any advice that you would give to your younger self relationship-wise? I feel like there are so many younger people that I know in my life that, you know, and I feel this a similar way, like my relationship with Chris and like how we communicate together. We, you know, we practice at that a lot. It's very important to us speaking to each other in very kind ways. And also like having really good and open dialogue and communication is so important. But we also like, I think you and I both can say that we've also dated people in the past where that has not been the case. But for people who are younger or finding themselves listening to this conversation and wanting to know, like, how do you get there? Do you have any advice to younger people to help find themselves in a relationship like the one that you're in? Because you guys do a lot together.
We do. Every little thing together.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I mean, so much of it was just a blessing and pure luck that he walked into my life. I had come from a really bad relationship right before him, and it opened my eyes to what I absolutely didn't want. And it also made me appreciate all that my husband is. But I think that maybe if I had met my husband in my early 20s, I wouldn't have appreciated all that he is and his patience. And, you know, he's got a kind of quiet confidence, you know, he's on the more reserved side. And I think I might've walked all over that when I was younger, had I not known that that's exactly what I needed in a partner. So I don't know, for younger people, I think so much of that just comes with age, that wisdom, that learned experience.
Yeah, it's really true. I want to talk about postpartum because that's like totally on my mind right now, obviously,
yes,
as I get
yes,
closer
yes.
to my due date. Were your postpartums similar? How did you manage them? How did you deal with them with multiple children at the end?
Looking back, I wish I had completely dealt with my postpartum periods differently. I never took any break from work. I was literally working from the delivery room, immediately like sharing my life and content and feeling this need to prove, especially when I had my first daughter, it was 7 years ago. Or sorry, 6 years ago, feels like 7 years ago. But yeah, 6 years ago, especially in the influencer space, not that many people had kids yet, especially in the like fashion and beauty world. And I just felt such a pressure to just jump right back into work and really prove like, I can do this, I can be this mom and not skip a beat, and I can handle it all, and I'll be just fine. And I really wish I had taken some time, especially that first time around, because that postpartum, I don't know, yeah, postpartum depression hit at about 2 months for me. And I did not know how to deal with it. I don't know if I've ever really dealt with it. And then just jumped right back into the process all over again, you know? And I did it again the second time, not as much because it was the middle of the pandemic, and I think not as much was expected of everyone during that time. We all kind of gave each other grace to just be home and take things at a slower pace. So the second time was more pleasant, but again, I never stopped working altogether to just focus on myself and baby and healing. And honestly, same thing, even the third time around, even though I told myself the third time around, I wouldn't do that. I would take a true break, just nourish myself, be with the baby. You know, we were in such a crazy transitional period with our family. We had just moved here from LA to Miami. Everything was new. It was just like a crazy, crazy moment of life to have this third baby. I would totally do it differently. I think I would advocate for myself further for my postpartum eras, similarly to how I did in my in birthing my third. Yeah.
If you were to do that again, I mean, advocating for yourself postpartum can, as you can relate to, can be challenging because you're being pulled in so many different directions, whether you have kids or you have work to tend to or a house move to do.
Right.
If you could go back and advocate for yourself postpartum in a different way, how would you go about doing that?
I think food and nourishment is so key. I would have set that up for myself, I think, far before delivering. Oh, gosh, it's such a great question. I would have just made a hard, I would have probably just thrown my phone away for a month and not looked at it and not forced myself into posting and sharing. And, you know, so I wouldn't have this pressure to show everyone that, you know, look, I'm not skipping a beat. And I also felt, you know, I'm very close with my community. I mm-hmm. feel, you know, so many of them have become close friends and almost like extended family. I feel the pressure sometimes to just keep everyone updated and share, you know, all of life's little bits. I've changed that a lot this year. 2024 has been a shift for me in that sense. I'm not sharing as much personal information, especially regarding my kids, as I was before. But yeah, I would have just locked my phone up.
Yeah.
Thrown it away.
I feel like those boundaries are hard to figure out because, you know, we're really learning so much as we go when it comes to the boundaries with our phones, boundaries with social media, how we want to have boundaries with our children and raising them. So it makes sense that it would be kind of something that you would be learning as you go. And
yes.
It sounds like 2024 has been like a year of learning, but also boundary implementing to prioritize
yes.
your family.
Yes, absolutely.
I know we're getting close to the end here, but I want to ask because I feel like everybody that I know that follows you is always in awe about your home, your girls, you, your husband. You're just like, everything looks so beautiful. Everything look like, how do you keep up with that as a mother to not get too stressed or put too much pressure on yourself for everything to be perfect, look perfect, but still also stay true to who you are as it being something that you really love and enjoy? Because I find myself trying to navigate that.
Yeah, you know, it's tricky. And look, you're seeing my Instagram life, right? So I can turn this computer around and you'll see the mess behind you. It's definitely by no means as perfect as it may seem in each little square on my Instagram. That being said, presentation has always been very important to me. It's very deep-rooted for me. My mom is from the Philippines. You know, she immigrated here from the Philippines as a child, but she grew up in very, very modest beginnings. You know, their home had a dirt floor, like no bathroom, and that was very common in her community. But every day, those kids would walk outside with pressed clean white dresses, hair done. And my mom just has that in her. That's, you know, she always taught me, like, you present yourself to the world a certain way. I've always seen it as a positive thing. So for me, it's not like a pressure, like a negative thing that I've got to keep up all the time, but it's a positive thing. And it's deep rooted in that sense for me. Beyond that, I think it's important. I think the reason I choose to take this aspirational approach, especially now, I think it's really important to show representation in this space too. You know, I think both my husband and I, our families immigrated here. They came from very humble beginnings and with a lot of hard work and a lot of hard work on our behalves, like we've really been able to achieve the American dream. And I think that's actually very important to continue showing people that it is possible. I think, you know, we're in an era where it's really hard to do that now, but it's important to us to continue showing that it is possible. It is possible.
Even just like hearing you talk about how you grew up or how your husband grew up or, you know, your parents or your husband's parents, it makes so much sense to me why you present your life in a certain way, in a way that's not pressure filled or competitive or showy at all. It's just like really how you grew up and take pride in that. And I think that's such a beautiful way of putting it, because it's also like a very realistic way of putting it that I think people will be like, oh, that makes sense now. It's not all like, you know, you have to have. And I think that I feel very similarly, like taking pride in, you know, keeping things in good condition or taking care of your things. Like my dad and my mom were always really big on that, but my dad especially, because he grew up with absolutely nothing. So it was like, I remember when I would come home from horseback riding, he'd be like, you're going to polish your boots, shine your boots, clean like the whole thing. And it really taught me to value those things in a different way that I think had he not had me do that, I might not have that same focus on like taking care of my things in that way. So it makes sense that you would feel that way.
Absolutely. An appreciation of the gifts you're given. Absolutely.
Totally. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse. This was so fun. You're so wonderful to talk to. And if I have another girl, I'll be asking you for many words of
wisdom. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to find out. Good luck with everything. I hope you have like the easiest, smoothest delivery.
Thank you so much to Jesse for such an amazing conversation. I'm really taking so many notes while listening to her about postpartum, about delivery, and just about kids and giving ourselves grace as parents. And I had such a nice conversation with her. So thank you, Jesse, for taking the time. And I'll go back to watching all of your beautiful home videos on your page.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.